Venerable Dhamma teachers and dear Dhamma practitioners, today is the day we have grand opening of using the Dallas Buddhist Association new building, and to celebrate this one, we start with Buddha name chanting retreat. It is a very meaningful thing. The sutra told us that a human body is rare to obtain and Buddha Dhamma is difficult to encounter. And this statement seems to be an old saying that most people have already heard. In the beginning of our practice of Buddha Dhamma, we have heard this statement, but to really understand its meaning, it is not easy. After practicing for decades of time or years, I now gradually understand the meaning and realize it has profound meaning from these two statements. These two statements teach us about human body and Buddha Dhamma. These two are two major subjects. Actually, because of the Buddha Dhamma, one can understand and realize the importance and value of human body. In Buddha Dhamma, it points out the form of life can be in 10 different existences called the 10 realms of existence. And human body is only one out of these 10 forms. Because above human forms are the celestial beings. Their life is full of pleasure and less sufferings. Therefore, they do not practice. On the other hand, the lowest realm, such as hell to hungry ghosts and animal world, full of more sufferings, less peace or time to practice. Only the human body are the most precious form of existence to practice the Buddha Dhamma. Because in the human form, there are more sufferings and less happiness, but still, human beings has capability to realize and distinguish the differences and able to awaken easier than other forms in the tame realm of existence. According to the Chinese record or calculation of time, Buddha Sakyamuni has passed away. Until today, it's been 3,020 years. The human body and human form today are not as superior as that time in Buddha Sakyamuni's period, because vexations get heavier and capability to practice or sensitivity to awaken up are lesser than before. However, when comparing with other forms in the 10 Dhamma realms, human beings are still the best being that is capable to awaken. And that's why Buddha, Bodhisattvas talk about human body is rare and precious, and Dhamma is difficult to encounter. In this 10 realm of existence, or 10 Dhammic realms, we are now going to discuss the four highest realms, the four holy stages. Let's just talk about the six realms of existence still in samsara. The celestial beings in the heavenly level, they have a high moral conduct. Human beings are less immorality when compared with celestial beings. However, to obtain human body and enjoy human existence still need many lifetimes cultivation, such as observing the five precepts and 10 virtues. Therefore, just to obtain a human body, it is not an easy matter. So, how do we live in a valuable and meaningful life and to make the most use of human body and human life? Let's examine ourselves carefully from the morning till night, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Are we having more thoughts about good things or more thoughts of evils? If we have more evil thoughts, then we can easily lose the human body in next lifetime. Those beings in the hell are born there because of anger. Those beings in the angry, in the hungry ghost realms are born into that existence because of their greedy mind. And those who are born into animal world are due to their confusion and lack of wisdom. These are the common causes to resulting falling of life into the three lowest realms. We must understand and realize that. So the value of human body and human life is to fully realize how to use the human body and life to listen and practice the Buddha Dhamma in order to escape from the infinite cycle of life and death, the so-called samsara. However, to listen to the true Buddha Dhamma is very difficult. In the past, when traffic is not so convenient and science, technology are not well developed, so the Dhamma teaching and spread were limited. Today, many thousands of years later, the transportation and scientific advancement are much more favorable to promoting Buddha Dhamma. However, due to the time and due to the people, the Dhamma has been deteriorated or lowering down to a level like that of academic research or religious ceremonies or worship. So to hear the true Dhamma is not easy. In the 7 days of Dhamma, a Buddha named chanting retreat, we're going to introduce in six times a Buddha Dhamma briefly so that everyone knows how to practice Buddha Dhamma and how to obtain supreme achievement in just one lifetime. How fortunate we can obtain human body in this lifetime. And this is due to cultivations in the past lifetimes, such as observing the five precepts or the 10 virtues to be able to obtain today's human body. In the Mahayana Sutras, and particularly the Infinite Life Sutra, it mentioned, because of auspicious karmic connection with Buddha, it takes tremendous of merits. Through eons and eons and countless of time to worship and offering to all Buddhas, with such effort, we can now encounter with the great teaching of the Mahayana Buddhism. Otherwise, in this lifetime, we will not be able to encounter or participate the Buddha named chanting retreat, such as this one we're having now. This are the statement from the Mahayana Buddhism Sutra. And particularly, we should not be able to encounter the most profound, direct, and quick method in the Pure Land, and this is therefore a great fortune. One therefore need to cultivate harder and not to waste our life. Buddha's Sakyamuni has explained his teachings for 49 years and then transmitted to China in the Sui Tang Dynasty. Great Dharma scholars and Bodhisattvas, they study and sometimes categorize the sutras and try to compare and realize by all schools or sects that the number one sutra is the Sutra of the Universe, which is the essence teaching of Lord Buddha Sakyamuni. Other sutras, when compared with this sutra, is like branches or leaves. Then compare the Sutra of Universe with Infinite Life Sutra, the Infinite Life Sutra becomes number one. It is because at the end of the Universe Sutra, it directs all the merits and ultimate perfection to be born into Pure Land of Amitabha's world. With this statement and this direction, we realize that Infinite Life Sutra is number one among number ones. The Infinite Life Sutra that we study and recite today is the one that's compiled by Bodhisattva Xianlianji. He compiled from five Infinite Life Sutra translated from different time in China into the most complete and perfect sutra of today. Inside this Infinite Life Sutra, there are 48 chapters. If we want to further investigate and check out the essence among the 48 sutra or 48 chapters, then we will realize chapter number 6 is the number one or the most essential among all 48 chapters. And the rest of the chapters are just explanation of chapter number 6. So we take a look of chapter number 6. It contains 48 great vows of Buddha Amitabha. Then which one is the most essential, critical vow among all 48 vows? It is vow number 18, which says, for those who recite Amitabha's holy name for even 10 times, I will bound to welcome him to my Pure Land. This statement make us realize why the Pure Land teachers and monks mention that Buddha Amitabha's name has inconceivable merits, because it contains the essence of all essence. So from the holy name of Amitabha expanded out becomes 48 vows. From 48 vows can be further expanded, it becomes the Sutra of Infinite Life, and it can further expand it and becomes the Universe Sutra. And if to explain this sutra completely, it becomes all the teaching of Buddha Sakyamuni in his 49 years of preaching. So chanting Amitabha seems a very simple matter, an easy thing to do, but to fully understand its meaning, its value, and its inconceivable merits is not easy, because this is the most perfect, most direct, and most effective practice by simply chanting the holy name of Amitabha. When one sincerely practices the right method, one's life becomes meaningful and one's mind becomes settled. For me and many other practitioners of the Pure Land School, we realize all these benefits. There are many practitioners who are sincere in searching for a proper Dhamma to practice or follow. For many years, they do not reach any spiritual achievement. Once they decide to settle their mind to the Pure Land method of Buddha name chanting, then their spiritual achievement will soon be realized. Before, their mind were confused or perplexed, even though in the spiritual path. Now, because fully believe in Buddha Amitabha and sincerely practicing chanting, the mind and body is now settled and the future is full of bright light. The mind gets pure and clear, and then one will sincerely or actually detach from worldly things and other spiritual attachments. There are many examples in the Pure Land practitioners' records in the Chinese history. Those great practitioners, at their old age, they drop their practices in Zen meditation or mantra practices and practice only the Amitabha method and promote only the Pure Land method, because they realize only this is the most effective method to make the mind pure and settled. When the mind is settled in chanting, we call the person obtained the Buddha name chanting samadhi. Their mind is settled in the name of Amitabha, in the chanting of Amitabha. And also they practice the recitation of sutra. Then the mind is settled in the sutra of Amitabha. However, the sutra of Amitabha seems very short, but very deep and profound in its meaning. That's why I encourage everyone to recite or chant the Sutra of Infinite Life, because the Infinite Life Sutra, although long and lengthy, but it's easier to understand. When the mind is settled in reciting and chanting the sutra or repeating Buddha's holy name, one's mind will begin to feel peace and tranquility, and then the true happiness will arrive. So one need to study and sincerely believe in this method and the power of Amitabha's holy name, and practice with all your efforts, and all the benefits can then be realized. To obtain purity and peace of the mind, to enjoy the true happiness of the mind, is a very high goal that everyone are looking forward to it. But it's actually not easy to obtain in such a spiritual goal. Why? Because one cannot totally accept the fact that by chanting Amitabha's name, the spiritual achievement is there waiting for us. If you do not accept such a fact that the holy name is inconceivable and has numerous merits, I will not blame you for that. Because all Buddhas in 10 directions, they all agree that believe and recite the holy name without any doubt is most difficult thing to do, because it's difficult to believe the power of Amitabha. For those who just heard once of the power of Amitabha and firmly believe and settled his mind or her mind into that name chanting and practice, that would be too easy. That is really unusual. So the usual thing is not to believe such holy name can be so great. And that's why all Buddhas said to believe in Amitabha's power and recite the holy name is inconceivable. I can give myself as an example that I do not believe full-heartedly in the beginning when I practiced Buddha Dhamma. When I was young, I practiced Buddha Dhamma following the great teacher, most venerable Zhangjia Dasi. For 3 years, this great master helped me settle a laid of strong foundation in Buddhism practice. And later on, I follow Professor Li Bingnan, who is the disciple and student of the Pure Land Patriarch, Venerable, Most Venerable Yingguang Dasi. And I follow Professor Li for 10 years. The reason I choose him is to learn how to teach Buddha Dhamma, how to explain the sutras to people. That was my goal. And actually, I learned how to teach sutra very quickly. In just a year and 3 months, I learned all the techniques of how to explain a sutra to other people. But to know the techniques is one thing, and to actually practice and have a successful result is another. It takes practice. So I practiced 10 years of spreading and teaching different sutras. With this sincerity and analogy on Buddhism, I still not fully believe in the power of Amitabha's holy name. Although I respect my teacher, Professor Li, and also occasionally chanting Amitabha's name, but my faith is not totally there. Because I understand, but I'm not fully convinced, the power of Amitabha. When I was Dhamma teacher, I was spending a lot of time in study and explaining to others about the Universe Sutra, the Surangama Sutra, the Wonderful Lotus Flower Sutra, the Prajna-related sutras, and consciousness-only teachings and many traditional and interesting sutras. In 1971, I started teaching on the Universe Sutra, which is the sutra has most content in Buddhism, for 17 years at Taipei, Taiwan. At the end of that teaching, or close to the end of the teaching, I began to have a thought appear in my mind. In that sutra, it described the 12 great bodhisattvas who are almost equal to Buddha, just one step below. That's Manjushri Bodhisattva and the Universal Goodness Bodhisattvas. They are the assistants of the Dhammakaya Buddha, existing in a wonderful Buddha world called Huazhang Sijie. I wonder, what kind of method do they practice? And the answer was recorded in the Universe Sutra that they too practicing Amitabha method. And I also wonder, the main character described in that Universe Sutra, the San Cai Tongzi, what kind of method did he practice and turn out to be Amitabha method. So that makes me realize it must be something special or auspicious about Amitabha, his world and his method. Otherwise, these great Bodhisattvas, they are just one step below Buddha's level. Probably will not practice. And now, since they all practice, and they are regardless of their high spiritual achievement already obtained, there must be a reason behind it. So I investigate into the reasons. Then I realize the reason is to perfect Buddhahood. They choose to practice Amitabha because they already in the Huazhang universe a great Buddha's or equivalent to Buddha's level, and they can also perfect the Buddhahood. But the reason they choose Amitabha practice and Amitabha world is because at Amitabha's world and through Amitabha's blessing and practice, it is easier, it's quicker to perfect the Buddhahood and reach the ultimate enlightenment. Without a realization, I finally decided to study the five major sutras of the Pure Land School. And then I generate a true faith and also generate strong wish to practice and to promote the practice of Amitabha Buddhism to fellow practitioners. And only at this time, I cut off or dropped the attachment to other sutras that I always love. Because only when you truly realize the value of Amitabha method, you practice, and to be born into Amitabha Pure Land with infinite life over there, you can practice all methods and learn all sutras. Right now, to be the most effective, I must set a priority to practice Amitabha and also encourage others to do so. So after I practice Amitabha method with strong faith, then I realize the great virtues and merits that my teacher, Professor Lee, has given to me by encouraging me and introduced me the value of Amitabha method. In our merit dedication prayer, there's one statement saying, may the merits be dedicated to four great sources of virtues. What are these four great sources of virtues? Number one is parents. Because without the parents, we will not able to have a physical form, to live in a human body form and practice. Because parents made us having this precious human body and help us grow up, that's a great virtue that we can never pay back. Second one is a source of great virtue that we should dedicate all merits to is Bodhisattva, Buddha, and all teachers who teach us the truth of life and universe, who help us develop knowledge. Therefore, their merits and blessing are equally important and valuable as our parents. And the third great source of virtue is the country or government. Without a country and government, our body will not be protected. We cannot enjoy our livelihood, whatever we practice, or wherever we live. Therefore, to country, we owe great merits to, and we like to return our dedication of merits to. The fourth one is a great source of virtue from all sentient beings, because one cannot survive in a society by oneself. We need all supports from all other parts of society That is, all members of societies. No matter how small things we need from other people. Therefore, that's the number fourth great source that we need to dedicate marriage to. Understand this one, and we sincerely want to return our sincerity and gratefulness to. But how do we do it effectively? I think the answer is to study and practice and promote the Pure Land's teachings. Make everyone realize and practice Amitabha method. Make everyone eventually obtain the true benefits of such practice. And then you are truly returned your merit, the kindness from those great four sources.